The current situation in Israel is quite bad, to say the very least. The rapture happened during this war, and is Israel heading towards the Psalms 83 war? I'm going to talk about all of this and more. First off, we see in Psalms 83 that Israel's prayer is that God would do to these nations what he did to the Midianites in the time of Gideon. It suggests that at the Battle of Armageddon, that Jesus is going to fight as a kind of modern day Gideon. In Psalms 83 verse 11, it says, "Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and all their rulers like Zeba and Zalmana." In Judges chapter 8 verses 21, Gideon killed Zeba and Zalmana and removed the crescent ornaments from the necks of their camels. Today, the crescent moon is a symbol of Islam, and every mosque is adorned with one, just as the churches are adorned with a cross. Therefore, Psalms 83 verse 11 is symbolizing that the end of Islam is going to come at the Battle of Armageddon, which is the exact opposite of Islamic end times expectations. Because according to the Islamic hadith, saying of Muhammad, and I quote, "By him in whose hand my soul rests, surely Jesus, son of Maryam," which is Mary, "will soon descend amongst you and will judge mankind judiciously by the law of the Quran as an honest ruler. He will break the cross, kill the pig, and abolish taxes," end quote. And this is from the Hadith, Volume 3, Book 34, Number 425. So it sounds like this Islamic Jesus, which is going to be a false Christ. Remember that Jesus said that many are going to come in his name, claiming that they are the Christ. So this is going to be one of them. This is a false Islamic version of Jesus that is going to break the cross, and it sounds like he's going to sacrifice a pig, perhaps in the third temple. So he's going to do these abominations. And Muslims understand this breaking of the cross to symbolize that Jesus is abolishing Christianity. However, the truth is, in Psalms 83 verse 11, it implies the opposite. It implies that Jesus is the one that is going to abolish Islam. Ezekiel chapter 38 is the other main passage which identifies nations allied to the Antichrist for his end times invasion of Israel. And a list of some of these nations include Persia, which is Iran, Kush, Sudan, and possibly Somalia, Put, which is Libya, and possibly other northern African countries, Gomer, and Beth Togarma, which are likely the nations that are north of Turkey. Comparing the two lists, Psalms 83 identifies the Arab countries around Israel, whereas Ezekiel 38 identifies nations from the wider Muslim world. However, Ezekiel 38 describes the Antichrist's invasion of Israel at the beginning of the Great Tribulation, whereas Psalms 83, on the other hand, describes the Battle of Armageddon, which occurs at the end of the Great Tribulation. Psalms 83 verses 16 through 18 speaks of the defeat and the humiliation of these Islamic attacking nations, leading to their acknowledgement that Jesus Christ alone is Lord, and also implies their acknowledgement that Allah is a false god. Psalms 83 is mainly about an end times Islamic alliance with all the Israel surrounding Arab countries that will be confederate against Israel. In Psalms 83, there are 10 Islamic nations that I believe will be ruled by the future 10 kings. The nations listed in Psalms 83 include Ammon, Moab, who are the descendants of Lot, and Edom, which are modern-day Jordan and Saudi Arabia, which is also Amalek, and the Arabs in general, the Hagarites and the Ishmaelites, Lebanon, Gebel and Tyre, Turkey, Syria and Iraq, Assyria, and Assyria includes Iran, Egypt, and Sudan. So there you have the 10 kingdoms that the 10 kings will gain power over for 42 months that are listed in Psalms 83. And I believe that these 10 nations or 10 kingdoms are going to be the kingdoms that the 10 kings are going to rule over. And they're all Islamic nations. And again, they are modern day Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, Lebanon, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Egypt, and Sudan. And of course, Psalms 83 refers to these 10 nations by their ancient names, such as the Tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines and the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them, and they have the help of the children of Lot. All of these form 10 nations that are against Israel and want to see Israel's demise. That's why I say that the current situation in Israel right now is not the Psalms 83 war. Why? Because the Psalms 83 war happens at the end of the Great Tribulation, not at the beginning. And according to Psalms 83, verses 16 through 18, this happens at the Battle of Armageddon. So then how does this war relate to end times prophecy? It's really all just a boiling point that is leading to Israel being able to build a third temple. And once that third temple is built, then we're going to know that the rapture is near. Remember, Jerusalem must be surrounded with armies, not with rockets. And the third temple must be built for the abomination of desolation to occur. There can be no abomination of desolation without the temple of God, because the scripture says that we will see the abomination stand in the holy place, which is inside of the temple of God, which proves that this is not talking about a spiritual temple, but a physical temple. You cannot see a spiritual temple. But Jesus tells us, when you shall see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place. Again, you cannot see anything that is spiritual, only physical. Therefore, when Jesus says that we're going to see the abomination, that means it is going to be a physical abomination of desolation, and that he is speaking of a physical holy place. That is a physical temple of God, not a spiritual one. In conclusion, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that the Antichrist is about to reveal himself at the abomination of desolation, which must occur inside of a future yet to be built third temple. And at that time, start looking up, for the rapture is near, even at the doors. So next time you see all this hype about Israel being at war and that the rapture's near, just know that it's just hype. And the rapture cannot occur until the third temple is built and the daily animal sacrifices restart again. Thus, the rapture is highly likely still years away. I say 10 years at the most, and I know folks hate it when I say that, but this channel is all about truth, and it is not about tickling folks' ears to tell them what they want to hear, like many other channels do, saying that the rapture is next month, and the rapture's always got to be within a month, but that it can even happen today nonsense. The rapture happens at God's appointed time, right before the day of the Lord begins, according to Joel chapter 2, verses 31 through 32. The sun is going to be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. This happens at the sixth seal rapture, and all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved via the rapture, as we see in Revelation chapter 7. The great multitude that is without number from every nation and language, washed in the blood of the Lamb, standing before the throne of God, wearing white robes, and we have palm branches in our hands to greet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, that is according to the scriptures. And Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that is without blemish, meaning that he never sinned. He's the Holy One of God, and he died so that all of us sinners can live. You see, all the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus Christ on the cross, and his righteous blood was shed for all of our sins. And if you believe this good news, that your sin debt has been paid for in full on the cross, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption, and that is when Jesus returns on the clouds to rapture us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.